Church, that brings us to our second objective for tonight. God's grace transforms because it sanctifies me. God's grace transforms because it sanctifies me. The subtitle for tonight's message is simply this: Sanctified by Grace. Sanctified by grace. Turn your Bibles to Titus chapter 2. We are sanctified by grace. We know that we are saved by grace, but do we realize that we are sanctified by grace? Let's understand what we mean by sanctified. Well, that word sanctify means to be separated from the world and set apart for God. It means to be separated from the world and set apart for God. It means to be made holy. That's what sanctified means, to be made holy. Now remember, there are two aspects of sanctification. We have learned before that sanctification is both a position in God and a process that we go through. It is a position that we have in God, and it is a process that we go through. First, it is a position that we have in God. In other words, when God saved us, he immediately set us apart from the world to be used for his purpose. The moment that I made a true confession, where I received him into my life and into my heart, I became a sanctified one. I became his saint. We are saints of God, even when we don't act very saintly. Why? Because God says, now you belong to me. I have pulled you out of the world, and I have set you apart for my use and for my purpose. This is the position that we are in. But sanctification, and this is the sanctification that we're going to focus on tonight. Sanctification also refers to the process by which God makes us holy. Sanctification also refers to the process by which God makes us holy. See, as we are being sanctified, we are moving further away from our old sin life. That's sanctification. Not just externally, not just in the areas that people can see. We are moving away from our own old sin life in our heart, in our mind, in our ways. Now, it doesn't mean that we ever reach a point of perfection in our life, because we don't. Yet it means that with the passing of time, see, God's working on me. And with the passing of time, I become more and more like Jesus Christ in my character, in my conduct, and in my commitment to the faith. It is with time. I'm growing further away from my sin life, and I'm growing closer to being like Jesus. That is what sanctification is. Think of it this way. When we were dead in sin, at that moment that we came to an altar, our life was like a train wreck. That's what our life was like, just a train wreck. Sanctification simply means God says, okay, now you're standing here at this accident scene. It's a train wreck. Now I want you to get in your car, and I want you to drive away from the wreckage. That's sanctification. That I am moving further and further away from the wreckage of my life. And sometimes it's hard to do, because you know, a train wreck, you want to kind of look around and you want to see, well, what's going to happen? And God says, no, I want you to get in your car and I want you to drive away. And as you are looking in the rear view mirror, the wreckage of your life should get further and further behind. Amen. See, that is sanctification. Now, I am moving away from the wreckage, and my destination is heaven. But until I get to the destination, I'm going to keep on driving. And my goal is to get further and further and further away from the wreckage that was my old life. That is sanctification. But here is my first question. I have a few questions for tonight. Amen. This is my first question. Have I submitted myself to the sanctification process? Have I submitted myself to the sanctification process? In other words, am I allowing God to clean me up? Am I allowing God to clean up my heart? Am I allowing God to touch areas of bitterness in my heart? Unforgiveness, anger. Am I allowing God to remove those things out of my heart? Am I allowing God to deal with the hatred that's in my heart? If I have envy on the inside, am I allowing God to take that out? Am I allowing God to address my self-righteousness, my feeling of spiritual pride? Am I allowing God to remove unbelief in my heart? You know, when I murmur and complain against God, and it's because deep down I'm not really believing what he is telling me. Am I allowing God to clean me up? Am I submitting to the sanctification process? Am I allowing God to clean up my mind? In other words, do I allow God to deal with the lust that's going on in my head? Am I allowing God to deal with my insecurity and low self-esteem? See, insecurity and low self-esteem, that's not of God. Am I allowing God to deal with it? Teach me how to think correctly about myself. Teach me how I should see myself, that I am to see myself through his eyes, not through how I've been treated in the past, not through what's happened in my past. Do I allow him to fix my mind? Do I allow God to deal with my self-pity? See, all of us go through self-pity, but am I parked there? Am I just in a perpetual state of woe is me? I get up, woe is me. I go through the day, woe is me. I go to bed, woe is me. That's not of God. Amen. God wants to give you joy, amen, peace, yeah, happiness. Yeah. Do I allow him to deal with my thinking? Do I allow God to deal with my unrenewed thinking? What do you mean by that, Pastor? You know, any way of thinking that is not according to the word. Amen. That's the thinking we hold on to the most, because, you know, that's the stuff daddy told you, mama told you, don't you ever let no, and you better not ever, and you always must. That thinking that we latch on to, and we know it's not of God. We have been taught that it's not of God, and yet we hold fast to it. Am I allowing God to clean that stuff out of me? Amen. Am I allowing him to clean up my life? Amen. See, he wants to deal with my heart, my mind, and my life. Those sinful hobbies and habits, am I allowing him to deal with them? Remove them from my life. Do I allow God to deal with my ungodly use of the senses? Am I allowing God to change what I touch, what I taste, what I look at? Am I submitting myself to the sanctification process? Am I allowing God to deal with wasteful and unproductive activities in my life? See, because some of us say, well, what I'm doing, it's not ungodly, it's not sinful, but it's wasteful and it's unproductive. And it's getting in between me and my relationship with God. And so am I allowing God to step in and remove those things? Why? Because I want to grow more and more into the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ. Am I allowing him to adjust my lifestyle? See, am I going through the sanctification process? I know we think we're pretty good considering. I know we think we're better than the guy next door. But have I allowed God to get all the way in there. All the way deep down into the crud that's in my heart. All the way down into the inner recesses of my mind. You know, the secluded places, the secret places that I go all by myself. Nobody knows what's going on in there but me and God. See, because if I'm not doing this, if I'm not submitting myself to the sanctification process, I may want God to use me to do great things, but until I get in that car and drive away from the wreckage, amen, I'm just messing around. Amen. I'm going to accomplish nothing. Amen. My life will not get better. You know, I'll just get to a place where it's just stagnant, and I'll be unable to restore anyone else. Church, have I submitted to the sanctification process? Am I holier today than I was last month, last year, the last 5 years, the last 10 years? Am I holier? Not am I more religious. Am I holier? Amen. See, I thank God if you never miss Sunday or Tuesday, but is the word making you look more like Jesus?
Amen.
Sanctification. Yeah. See, we have to get this. Because we will never make a way for anyone if we don't allow God to sanctify us. We can't help others if we're not living right. Amen. See, I don't care how into the theme we are or how ready we are to perform it. If we don't allow God to sanctify us, people will stumble and fall because of our character and our conduct. Amen. We'll get in the way of our own work. Church, we cannot get in the way of our own work. Have you ever had a situation like that where you just seem to get in the way of your own work? You do one thing and then you undo something else and then you have to redo. It's like, I'm just getting in the way of my own work. We cannot get in the way of our own work. We have to deal with these areas of our life that are not right, because it is no one else's job to deal with us. Unless it's your spouse. If it's your spouse, they made a covenant commitment to spend a lifetime with an imperfect person. So yes, you may be your spouse's problem, but you're not anybody else's problem. Nobody else has to put up with our pebbles and boulders and stones. It's our job to gather them out so that we can do the work that God has called us to do. Are you sanctified? Are you going through the process? Do you have more love in your heart today than you did last year? Amen. I mean, love. I don't mean I have learned how to hold my tongue. Yeah. Do I have more love in my heart today than I did last year? Am I able to love unconditionally now when I wasn't able to do that before? Have I gone through the process? This year, have I been able to identify new areas of my life to work on? Or am I still being corrected for the same weaknesses of last year and the year before and the year before and the year before that? Amen. Am I going through the process? Am I holding on to the same wasteful, unproductive behaviors that have plagued me for years? Church, we must submit to the sanctification process. Every day we should be pulling further away from the wreckage. Pastor, how are we going to do this? Because that's really hard. Yes, it's hard, but failure is hard. Amen. Because failure produces what?
Yes.
Failure. Okay, a few of you know. Failure produces failure. So yes, it's hard, but we are able through the grace of God, because God's grace sanctifies. Let's look at Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, we're going to start reading at verse 11. And we're going to read verses 11 through 13. But verse 11 starts by saying, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." So it starts with saying that grace dramatically and suddenly appeared. And it suddenly and dramatically appeared through Jesus Christ. So the scripture is telling us that the grace of God dramatically appeared, bringing salvation to mankind. That's what this verse is saying. bringing salvation to men of every sort.